It's Monday, July 14th, 2026, and the Federal Reserve just walked back into the room. Markets are paying very close attention. So, Dev, set the scene. What's moving markets this morning?
The big story is interest rates. Two Fed officials spoke up, and neither of them sounded like they're in a hurry to cut borrowing costs.
That's Kevin Warsh, who testified, and Governor Waller with comments, both sending a cautious message.
Exactly. When the Fed hints that rates could stay high or even go higher, that's a headwind for stocks, especially tech and growth names that depend on cheap money.
Anything else on the radar macro-wise?
Yes. New York just dropped a surprise freeze on new data center construction. That's a real shock for the AI build-out story. And it hit the sector fast.
And in energy, South Korean refiners are quietly making a move tied to the ongoing ban on Russian diesel.
That's a slow-burn geopolitical trade that's been gaining traction. We'll get to it in a moment.
Let's go deeper on the Fed story, because this is the one shaping everything else today. Why does it matter?
Here's the plain English version. For most of the past year, investors have been betting the Fed would cut interest rates, meaning cheaper loans, more spending, higher stock prices.
And now that bet is looking shakier.
Right. Warsh testified this morning, and the market read it as a rate cut delay signal. And that story picked up more attention in a single morning than almost anything else we track.
And then Waller piled on.
Waller's comments actually revived talk of a rate hike, meaning rates going up, not down. That hasn't been a serious conversation in a while, so it caught people off guard.
Break that down for someone who doesn't follow the Fed every day.
Interest rates are basically the price of money. When they go up, everything from mortgages to business loans gets more expensive, and stock valuations tend to come down.
So the market's nervous, and it's showing.
Exactly. This isn't a blip. Two separate Fed voices in one day pointing the same direction is worth taking seriously.
Let's talk about what's heating up and what's cooling off. Beyond the Fed, what's gaining steam?
The New York data center freeze is the standout. A moratorium on new data centers. There is a direct hit to the AI infrastructure build-out, and it's gaining steam fast.
And the Korean refiner's story on Russia diesel has been quietly building, too.
That one's more of a slow grind upward, but it's solidly in focus. On the cooling side, we're not seeing anything dramatically fading today. The attention is really concentrated on the Fed.
Time for the other side. Make the case that the Fed rate hike fear is overblown.
Fair point to raise. One or two Fed officials speaking out doesn't mean policy is actually changing. These things can be trial balloons, or just one person's view.
But two in one day feels coordinated, no?
It might be, or markets might be pattern matching too aggressively. The actual data on inflation and jobs still drives the decision, and we haven't seen a definitive shift there yet.
So the lesson is, watch what the Fed does, not just what it says.
Always.
What should people be watching tomorrow?
Keep an eye on any follow-up from Fed officials. If more voices chime in on rates, that story grows. And watch tech stocks for any reaction to the New York data center news.
Also worth watching, the Comcast and NBC Universal spinoff story has been building quietly and is getting more attention this week.
That one could move fast if there's any formal announcement. And fintech job cuts are still accelerating. So that's a sector worth watching for broader signals on the economy.
That's your Monday briefing. Thanks for listening to Narratick Daily. We'll be back tomorrow. Narratick Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.